Okay, today, Bezrum, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So we just learned in Mishnah Zayin certain things that are tonight based in, meaning if he doesn't say how much he's giving in the Ksuba, or he doesn't write a Ksuba at all, so Basul is still entitled to Masayim, and Almana is still entitled to Mana. So what else is it tonight based in? Lo Kasavla, Im Tishtavai Afar Kinich, Va'usvinich Lili Intu. If he doesn't say in the Ksuba, Shtar itself, that if you're captured, then I will pay for your ransom, and I'll take you back as my wife. Uba kohenes adrinuch dintich, or if she's a kohenes, she was meaning he's a kohen, that where he's not going to be able to take her back as a wife, because if she was violated in captivity, then he's not allowed to take her back. So he would change the lashon, would be that I will pay for your ransom, and then I will return you back to your city where your parents live. So chayiv, then he still, even if he didn't write these things, he has to do these things. Shehu tanai beizdin, because that is an automatic. It's a tanai beizdin. Mishnah test, Nishbeis Chayiv Liftos. If she's captured, he needs to pay her ransom. V'mamar Harei Gito Ksubasa Tiftes Atzma. What if he says, you know what, I'll just give her a get, so I'm divorcing her right now, and here's the Ksuba payment, so now I shouldn't have to pay for her ransom. Let her deal with it herself, now that she's been paid her Ksuba. Ein Arasha, he's not allowed to do that. You cannot divorce her just to avoid paying her ransom. The Chayiv to pay for her ransom is going to be Chal, as long as she was taken captive while they were still married. Now, if she becomes sick, he has to pay for her medicine, for whatever medical treatments she needs. Amar haregi toksubasa trapes atzma. What if he says, you know what, I'm divorcing her, I can't deal with the illness, and I will pay her ksuba and let her deal with that amount of money to try to figure out her own refua? Rashi, that he's allowed to do. He is able to potter himself from refua, because once he gives her a get, he's no longer obligated in any medical care that she needs. May not be the nice thing to do, but technically he's legally permitted to do that. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches we said that if a guy does not write in the Ksuba that I'll pay for your Pidyon Shavuyim and either take you back as my own wife, or if he's a Kohen, I'll return you back to your parents' home, he's still chayiv to do it because it's tonight based in. And Mishnah Tes we said that if she gets captured, he has to pay for her Pidyon, and he cannot just say, oh, now that she's captured, I'll just divorce her and pay her ksuba and let her deal with it. You can't do that if she was taken captive while you were already, while you were still married. However, if she becomes ill while they are married, he has to pay for her medical care, if he decides, you know what, I'll just divorce her and pay her ksuba and let her pay for her own medical care, that he is legally entitled to do. Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Dalid, Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph.